WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
The road to WrestleMania is upon us, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. How many weeks out? A few weeks out? Less than a month away from WrestleMania?
Less than a month away.
This Raw Post Show is presented, as always, by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', and that's Lindsay Ward.
Hi, we're here. We're live. It's Monday night, and we are revving up on the road to WrestleMania.
Okay, let's start with what happened on the show to start. And that was an amazing triple threat tag team match featuring Randy Orton and Matt Riddle, a.k.a. RK-Bro, taking on Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins and the champions Alpha Academy. This was
super good.
The match was outstanding. All six men worked their asses off. They went about almost 27, 28 minutes in this one. Between a promo at the start and every entrance and everything, they were like the first 45 minutes of the show, and they deserved every single second they got, and they delivered. And big props to the announce team. The entire match, we're pointing out how important this matchup was to go to WrestleMania.
It's really interesting how there's a huge emphasis on going to WrestleMania again. Like before, or I should say in the past, it really kind of hasn't been there. Because, and it's there again.
Because everyone gets on WrestleMania. There's been battle royals, there's been this, and everyone gets an opportunity. And will people still get every opportunity to be on WrestleMania? Yes. But the fact that they make it seem important is a big deal. And they made this seem very important. To get, hey, if you don't win this match, you're not on the show.
Pretty much, yeah. And I honestly liked that. I liked that there were like actual stakes to the match. I mean, I know that there are technically actual stakes to every match, but that helped to make it feel more important. Like they're actually fighting for something instead of like, hey, I don't like you, let's fight, like what we normally see. It's no, I want to get to WrestleMania. The way I get to WrestleMania is with those tag titles, because all the champions defend on WrestleMania. So that's my ticket in. That's my guarantee. I'm going to make it to WrestleMania with the tag titles. And it's made the tag titles ultra competitive because everybody's fighting over them to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And so I really, really, really like that. I really like that they like added actual stakes on a match on Monday Night Raw where it mattered. It's like, thank you.
RK-Bro win the belts back. Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins came very close to winning. But Riddle, I think, tossed either Rollins or Owens out of the ring right before. Got the win to recapture the tag team titles. Seth Rollins was in a trance. Did not know what to say. Kevin Owens was sad. They did not know their course of action going into WrestleMania. Get to that in a minute. However, after the match, they were in the ring with Randy Orton and Riddle. Orton said this is the most fun he's had in 20 plus years that he's been doing this. He used the F word on the show. He called Riddle his friend because he doesn't have any friend. And he was very excited. They're going to WrestleMania. That was awesome. This entire, like, first hour of stuff was great.
Anytime Randy Orton calls someone his friend, that is the recipe for disaster. I'm just throwing that out there for everybody. But yeah, I liked this. I liked all of this. I think it was Seth that got thrown out, because I remember the close-up on Kevin, and Kevin's like, after they had lost, and he's like, God damn it. And he was super pissed.
Yeah. From really good to just something, it was Dana Brooke versus Tamina for the 24/7 title. We had kissing angles to start. It was something.
It was there. Happens, you know, after having a really hot open and that really hot segment to start the show, a nice little cool down was definitely appreciated. I think it helped the crowd sort of like readjust, which, you know, imagine that, letting crowds, you know, cool down and adjust. But yeah, I thought this was fine. It was there. It's not my favorite thing that they're doing, but it's entertaining, so I will give them all the credit in the world for that.
It was Miz TV with Logan Paul and Jerry Lawler as the guest. They talked about Cleveland a lot. They talked about bringing WrestleMania there, and Miz is like, nah, we shouldn't be bringing it here. Like, it was something.
I would almost go to Mania in Cleveland just because it's in Cleveland. Like, there's nothing else to do. Actually, no, that's not true. I'm sure there's lots of things to do. I'm sure Cleveland is very nice. I don't want to knock Cleveland, but it's Cleveland. But I would almost go if they brought WrestleMania to Cleveland, just because it was there, just to get the shirt.
It was Bron Breakker and Tommaso Ciampa. Yes, that's right. Bron Breakker and Tommaso Ciampa taking on the Dirty Dogs, Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Bron Breakker and Tommaso Ciampa got the win. But Ziggler's like, after the match, I'm winning the title tomorrow on NXT. It was fine.
I like this. I thought it was fine. It seems like they're potentially going to at least introduce Bron Breakker to the wider audience and get him out there. I don't know if this is a signal that they're going to bring him up, but they're definitely getting him used to coming up, because I feel like that will happen in the very near future.
Omos beat Apollo Crews.
It was fine. Omos is a bad guy.
He's the good guy.
I saw somebody saying that he was a bad guy. I'm sorry, Omos. You're a good guy.
Because Apollo's awesome. The bad guy. I don't know anymore. Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan defeated Queen Zelina and Carmella to earn their way to WrestleMania.
No. That's not what happened. They won the match, but Rhea Ripley claimed Zelina Vega for herself.
Yep.
Like, good lord, the slam into the pin, where she just rolls up Zelina, folds her in half, and it's just like, this is mine. Like, I'm terribly sorry to Alistair for, you know, losing his wife like that, but I think it's okay. She'll be fine. She'll be well taken care of.
Finn Balor beat Austin Theory via DQ when Damian Priest showed up and then laid out Finn Balor. It looks like we're going to get Finn and Damian probably at WrestleMania for the belt again.
Okay, so I have to talk about this, because Damian's been looking more and more and more and more and more like The Undertaker every day. Mm-hmm. And he even kind of did some Undertaker things. So we saw some Undertaker references on the show, which is not super surprising because, Undertaker's going into the Hall of Fame, as is Vader. So congratulations to Vader. But yeah, there were a couple Undertaker references. There was Damian Priest, and Edge got the dimmer switch. And
so let's talk about Edge. He comes out to darkness, a little bit of his music again, the fade out, and just walks out in purple blue lights and just blind everyone.
I would like to congratulate the makeup people that got hold of him and put hair care product in his hair. Thank you.
Edge told AJ's kid, you should make the kids to bed, and maybe the wife too. He did this as a favor to AJ. If you want to fight me at WrestleMania, well, this I need the side of you that's never been seen, you know. I need the pit bull. Edge for the first time says he's felt freedom. He feels in control. It was a side of him that he's never seen before, and the side he's fallen in love with. He felt in control of everything he does and happens in this ring and even in this industry. He was standing on top of the mountain and the view was phenomenal. And then we faded to black. It was interesting. They're trying to make him the evil, dark, bad guy, I guess.
They're doing something different with him. I appreciate it. I'm very curious to see where we go with this. Because Edge is Edge, right? And we all love him. He's beloved amongst everybody, as I just said. I don't know why I just repeated myself. Anyway, Edge is Edge. So turning him heel and making him heel against AJ is a very curious choice, and I want to see how they do it. Because I almost get, like, the Chris Jericho...
Slow-talking Chris Jericho.
slow talking Chris Jericho. I'm trying to remember which gimmick that was. Evil genius type vibe off of this Edge.
2007 Jericho.
Yeah, 2007 Jericho. Except Edge has Taker's purple lighting. Oh God, does he have Taker's purple lighting? Can we please talk about the lighting? Because oh my God, you could. It was blinding. It was blinding. Like, he was glowing at one point. It's not bad. It's just he was literally glowing in the purple-blue light. And it was just really kind of freaky looking. But it's nice to see that, you know, he inherited the dimmer switch and he inherited the lighting. Because, you know, Finn got the smoke. So we're seeing pieces of The Undertaker still with us, which is good. But yeah, I like this. I'm very curious to see where this goes.
So Kevin Owens said he had a plan. So he's going to close the show with a plan to get to WrestleMania. Owens said he wanted to have the biggest, most stupendous Kevin Owens show in history at WrestleMania. Because it's where it's being held, his guest should be someone from Texas. He could choose a blowhard like JBL, but the bullhorns on his car would be more interesting. He could choose Booker T, but Booker T was a hypocrite as he spent most of his career in a tag team called Harlem Heat and spoke with a fake British accent as King Booker. He could choose Shawn Michaels, but as a proud Canadian, and out of respect to the other Canadian, he wasn't going to do that. But then there was a guy we haven't seen in a long time. A guy who probably let himself go after years of drinking beer. A guy who probably couldn't even walk in the ring because he spent so many years wrestling in knee braces.
What?
Owens wanted to drop this person, pour a glass of milk all over his lifeless body. Bottom line is, I'm calling you out, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Okay. So it appears we're not getting the match, but we're getting a fight. This way, Kevin doesn't take a pin, and Steve Austin does not have to live up to expectations of delivering a match. But it's going to be a fight.
And again,
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, this is another thing that has me definitely intrigued as to what they're doing.
So they were putting it over. It's been 19 years since we've seen Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania in this capacity. They're teasing they're teasing a match without teasing a match. Whether at WrestleMania it turned out to be a match or a physical altercation, yeah. Is it going to be more than just a stunner? Yeah. It's gonna be a fight. Maybe like a 5-minute brawl that ends with a stunner. But I think Steve Austin is putting his working boots on. But I don't think they ever got him to agree to the match like they wanted, because I think in his head he can't deliver it.
Well, it's the question of what is he capable of doing? He's
able to take a bump, because we've seen it. He can deliver a stunner. He can throw fists. But how far would that take him?
Well, I mean, it's Austin. That's pretty much his entire moveset, isn't it?
Punch, kick, yeah. But it's like, the expectations are high, and it's like, I don't know. Am I disappointed it's not a match? Yeah. Could it always ultimately turn into one? Yeah. But it'll still be very cool to have the moment where the glass breaks and Steve Austin shows up.
Yeah.
Should they bring in Steve Austin before then? No.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing like a video package or something with...
Yeah, that's fine. But you can bring him on via video. But you can't have the glass shatter in the arena until WrestleMania, I guess. If that makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
Because they're going to probably play the will he or won't he game for another week or two, and then Steve Austin will accept. Maybe he accepts next week. I don't know, but we'll see. Overall, this was a quality show.
I really enjoyed this Raw. I thought it was good. I mean, I think most of the Raws heading into WrestleMania are good just because they're building things up. We're getting that sort of fever pitch started to hit everything as we need to hit it. So it all peaks right at the Raw or SmackDown before WrestleMania.
But with that, I think we're done.
I think we're done.
Okay. So, tomorrow night, we have stuff we're doing. At 6 p.m. Eastern, go to twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. Watch her Genshin Impact stream where she does her daily challenges. She's rolling, doing wishes, and more. Correct?
Yes.
So that's like 6 to 8. Following that around, I think we're going to go like 10. Well, 10, to make it easier on everyone. 10 p.m. Eastern at both twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward and twitch.tv/WTLive, we will be live with WWE 2K22 content.
That's right, y'all.
What we're doing, we haven't decided. We'll figure that out as we go. But we'll do that tomorrow night for about an hour. Because at 11 here on twitch.tv/WTOLive, we will be doing our CB Radio Not So Live live review of AEW Revolution. That's how it's working. So that's tomorrow. There's a lot. So make sure you're following both channels and turning on notifications. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're doing a full review of WWE 2K22 on the rack. For a first impressions review, where can they go?
You can go to linsward.rackradioshow.com, or you can search for Lins Ward on YouTube. My first impressions video is available for your viewing pleasure. It's also linked on my Twitter, and it's technically linked on Instagram, but Instagram doesn't do links. So, but it is for sure linked on the Twitter, so go check it out.
She put a lot of work into it. It's a nice review. It's a really good review with a lot of video. So if you're curious about different things in the game, there's a lot of video in there. Check it out right now. Lindsay Wood on YouTube's. Check it out. Other WW2K content is youtube.com/rockradioshow. We have two videos up. One's a short of The Undertaker. One's gameplay footage of Kevin Owens and Steve Austin. Make sure you watch that. There'll be daily-ish content coming up on the youtube.com/rockradioshow in the next few days. Bunch of content. Trying some stuff. See how it works. A lot of gameplay stuff. It's a lot. Thanks to WW2K for giving us a chance to get the game early, because guess what? It hits different in 37 minutes? Buy yours
something
now.
Like that, yeah.
Buy yours now. For early releases in 37 minutes. Check it out. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, CBRadio.com, greatthangreatthangreat.com. Before that, we'll be Fortnite with friends. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. For the Raw Post Show, it's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Games. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or
Lins M. Ward
in the Fortnite Item Shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRE. Go follow my Twitch, twitch.tv/LinsWard, and go check out the YouTube, linsward.rackradioshow.com, or just search for Lins Ward on the YouTubes. I'm trying to grow my subscribership, guys, so please go follow the channel. Ring the bell, like, subscribe, do all the things. I would appreciate it.
So again, tomorrow night, there's content on both twitch.tv/LinsWard and twitch.tv/WTLive. Live with The Rock on Thursday, and right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Long day, Rise of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.